Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. Today, myself, Annie Fry, and my co-host, Erica Murphy, with Magic Expeditions, are here to talk to you about how to get from point A to point B at Walt Disney World. A lot of people want to know, what do I need to do? What do I need to have? And we're here to tell you, we're very excited to tell you, you don't really need to have anything. Disney has made it possible for you to get from point A to point B in almost any circumstance without having to pay anything extra. Although sometimes those opportunities do present themselves for an extra fee, which provides you extra convenience. So I kind of feel like the most iconic way to transport yourself from point A to point B at Disney World is the monorail.
Yeah.
I know you love the monorail, Erica.
I do. Yeah. I actually have a shirt that has the por favor, Montego. I'm going to butcher it, but please stand clear of the doors.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, it's iconic and, you know, it goes through the contemporary and it's that first, like, glimpse that you see of the Magic Kingdom. Like, mm-hmm. It's just so special. I just love the monorail.
So the monorail gets you, if you were driving from your resort to Magic Kingdom, you're going to park at the Ticket and Transportation Center, which you're going to hear often referred to as the TTC. And you can get on a monorail from the TTC that takes you directly to the Magic Kingdom. There are two monorail lines. One of them goes from the TTC to the Magic Kingdom and from the Magic Kingdom to the TTC. And the other monorail is referred to as the resort monorail because there are multiple resorts that are on that monorail that are serviced by that form of transportation to the Magic Kingdom as well.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions, too, is that it's not just for people staying on property. So even if you're not staying at a Disney resort, you can still use the transportation if you're going to the parks. That's also how you can get, if you have like a hopper going from point A to point B, you have a dining reservation, like anybody can use the Disney transportation system.
Yep, that's how you get from the TTC to Magic Kingdom. And then, of course, the TTC also can put you on a monorail that goes to Epcot. So if you want to leave from Magic Kingdom, how do you get to Epcot? You can get on the monorail get off at the TTC, and then you get on the Epcot monorail, and then you can go directly to Epcot from Magic Kingdom in that way. But there's always other modes of transportation. It just kind of depends on where you are to know what your options are. But I think the broadest version of Disney transportation is the Disney bus.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're fun.
Yeah, buses are like the maybe least coveted kind of Disney transportation. I actually really like them. They're easy. Sometimes you have to wait a little bit longer. I think Disney's been, after COVID, it was harder to get a bus than it is the last few times. I don't feel like I've spent any time in the last few trips that we took waiting impossibly long. It can happen. It's going to happen with a bus more than it's going to happen with anything else. But there are buses that go to all resorts from the parks, unless you have a special mode of transportation that exists that is more impressive the bus, like the Skyliner, which is another good segue into the next kind of transportation.
Yeah. And one thing to note too is when you're traveling with a stroller, when you're on the monorail, you don't have to fold it up. But if you're staying on a bus or the Skyliner, you do have to fold it and bring it on to the transportation. So, we have some tips and tricks where, if you bring a big IKEA bag to put everything kind of in, just to kind of gather everything, or, just kind of keep that in mind that as you're going through these multiple transportations, as stuff collects under the stroller, as they typically do, make sure to know that you're going to have to pull that all out and fold it up to get onto these modes of transportation, which I think is also what causes the delay in some of these places. So I always tell people that when you are going from point A to point B, always allow at least an hour. Just plan on, if you're going for a dining reservation, for a park, it's going to take at least, 45 minutes to an hour on a bus, just because you don't want to be late. You don't want to miss it. You're going to have to check in. Buses run every 20 minutes. But, things happen. Sometimes there's a larger crowd. You may not get on that first bus. So, just kind of giving yourself a little more padding.
Yep. It is nice when you get on the monorail to not have to fold up the stroller. When you get on the Skyliner, you don't have to fold up the stroller. There's some strollers that I think they do maybe make you fold up. And I think it's the double wide ones.
The double wide, yeah.
But we have a sit and stand, and we don't ever have to do that. And they don't overpack the Skyliners either. There may come a time at super high peak where they really stuff them full, but we also have a pretty big party, so we usually end up taking two different gondolas just with the party that we have, because we have a minimum of 8 people going in ours. That includes a stroller and often a scooter. That's another thing. If you have a scooter, you can take all of these modes of transportation. They are inclusive in that way. The Skyliner goes from Epcot to Riviera to the Hub, which is at, which resort is that? Caribbean Beach. And from the Caribbean Beach, you have to get off and transfer there. From Caribbean Beach, you can go to Hollywood Studios, or you can go to some other resorts. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Art of Animation and Pop, which are right across from each other.
And is a huge benefit if you're booking a value resort.
Those are values.
They're both value resorts, and they're on the Skyliner. Mm-hmm. And you can get directly to Hollywood Studios and Epcot by using that Skyliner. I love the Skyliner. Yeah. It's one of my favorite modes of transportation at Disney. I do like it better than the monorail. It's so quiet, and it's like you're in your own space. Mm-hmm. So you're not sharing it with other people as much as you will on the monorail. I really enjoy the Skyliner, and our family does, as a whole, does as well.
Yeah. With as many times as I've gone, I've never done this, but I have seen some videos of people that have watched the fireworks from like from the Skyliner or from the monorail, and it looks incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I've never timed it to where that's happened, but
Disney Food Blog, I've seen them talk about using the Skyliner. Like, you can treat it like it's a ride. Like, some people just like to do the whole loop and go see everything you can see from the Skyliner. Very much so, feel safe in it, and it's comfortable. No, they are not air conditioned, but even in the hot Florida weather, the air movement, they have vents and everything. The air movement in there is fantastic. It's calming and relaxing. I love it. So the buses, I want to go back to the buses here real quick. The buses will go from the resorts. So, for instance, Riviera, if you're staying at the Riviera, there aren't going to be buses regularly scheduled for Hollywood Studios and Epcot. I think that they do have some,
because they know not everybody is going to want to ride the Skyliner for whatever various reasons, but they're definitely not as frequent. If the Skyliner goes down, which it can go down based on super windy weather or, you know, stormy weather, it will go down. They add buses like crazy to that, so you are still serviced in that way. But if you're staying at a value resort, there will be buses that go to all the different parks. And if you're staying in a monorail resort, the monorail will be your, or boats, which is the one we haven't talked about quite yet. That's generally speaking how they'll push you to not have to take buses, because they won't use the buses in service as much for resorts that have those extra modes of transportation. Mm-hmm. So there are boats that you can use at Magic Kingdom. There are boats you can use from Epcot. There are boats you can use from Hollywood Studios. There are no boats that I'm aware of from Animal Kingdom.
No.
There's nowhere to go.
No. Yeah. No. There's nothing over there.
I love the Hollywood Studios boat ride back to Boardwalk mm-hmm. or Beach Club.
Mm-hmm. So relaxing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's peaceful. It's calm. It's just kind of a different turn of events to be able to ride the boat. But you can also take boats from... Which monorail resorts can you take boats from? All of them?
Well, they have the big ferry that goes... across.
And that's from the TTC.
Yep. And then they also have the smaller ones that go from like Polynesian Contemporary. Mm-hmm. But they also have the walking pass over there too. So, I mean, and that's what I also try and strive with the different levels of between value, moderate, and deluxe. Like when you're paying for a deluxe, you're going to get the same quality. It's the location. Yes.
Location.
It's the transportation.
Yeah.
And some of these, like even like Wilderness Lodge, when they are such a large property, they have their own bus system within the property. So you may need to take a bus to get to the pool because it's so far away.
Fort Wilderness.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And then, you know, they have their own bus system. Mm-hmm. And Animal Kingdom Lodge has another one. Like they have mm-hmm. a couple different bus.
Saratoga Springs yeah. does. Old Key West does. And they're deluxe resorts, but they're mm-hmm. a little bit further out. Yeah. And I also, you know, when we're talking about location, if you stay at the Contemporary Resort or Bay Lake Tower, you are going to walk to Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. That is so much of an asset if you're Magic Kingdom people, if you know that's where you're going to spend a lot of your time. The amount of time that you save by being able to just walk to and from, not have to wait on any transportation to show up, even if the transportation is reasonably frequent, that is money back in your pocket mm-hmm. that you don't spend waiting while you're spending your Disney World trip, you know, waiting for a bus or waiting for a train or whatever it might be.
Well, and let's just be honest. I mean, the amount of magical moments that happen when you're waiting on a bus, you know, like trying to corral the kids. And I mean, I think even times that...
What are we talking about? Magical moments? After the long, sweaty day in the park, those are not the magical moments. Those are the magical moments I'm trying to avoid.
I'm being a little facetious that, you know, when I, you know, my marriage ends because I'm like, I can't talk to you anymore. Don't even just get away from me. And, you know, it avoids that kind of headache because you don't, you know, the buses are late or there's so many people and, you know, you just want to get home. Just walk. Just avoid it.
So the one tricky transportation thing that I find, I'll add that Disney Springs has buses mm-hmm. to and from Disney Springs from the resort as well. And also, I think after 4 p.m. from the parks, mm-hmm. I think you can get to Disney Springs. You cannot get from Disney Springs to the parks, though, mm-hmm. on a bus. That doesn't work that way. Otherwise, everybody would go to Disney Springs to get on a bus and they don't want that. The difficult thing that you have to think about is how to get from one resort to the other. Mm-hmm. If you cannot drive yourself, and a lot of people fly and don't have a car, and it's not, in my opinion, worth renting a car for this just specific instance, there are multiple ways that you can get from one resort to another, and you can decide, do you want to spend your time or do you want to spend your money?
Yeah.
Because if you don't mind spending your time and you're working to save your money, because you can always Uber... you can use a Lyft.
Minivans.
Yes. Lyft actually functions with minivans. And what I was going to say is that Uber and Lyft cannot function the same way that minivans can. And mm-hmm. minivans are partnered with Lyft to be able to take you deeper into your drop-off location, to be able to get you where you need to go to pick you up. And minivans are actually driven by cast members. So they know where they're going. They know what they can do. Sometimes Uber drivers don't really know where to go mm-hmm. or what to do specifically. You're going to pay for the minivan. I mean, I've used them before when I wanted to make sure that I could get specifically to mm-hmm. go to Hoop-Dee-Doo. I wanted to make sure we got there in time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't so worried about what happened afterwards, because we didn't have anything to do after the dinner show got over. But I wanted to make sure that we were delivered as close as to where we needed to be on time so that we didn't have to do the other thing that costs a lot of time, which is to leave your resort, pick a park, go to that park on a bus, wait at the bus stop at that park for the resort that you're trying to go to. In this instance, it would be Fort Wilderness, and then get on another bus to go to Fort Wilderness. I mean, you're probably looking at comfortably 90 minutes of travel time, and that's just not worth it to me.
Yeah, I agree. And they're so cute.
The minivans?
Yes.
They are cute. They are expensive. They come with two, each minivan has two 5-point harness car seats that I trust. They're the same ones I use with my kids. So that's another big thing, that a limiting thing for my family. It'd be different if it was just my husband and me and we're jumping in the cheapest Uber we could find and we could walk or whatever. But when you've got little legs and you need special car seats and stuff, it's like the safety is worth the investment to get there to save the time. And then on the way home, we usually catch the bus or whatever it might be.
And before I have clients go, like, we have an itinerary that we write out for everybody, and I have conversations with them about what they want to do. So, you know, I'll have a pretty good idea of where the, and, you know, if time or money is more important to them. And so I'll write out in the itinerary, this is how you get to Riviera. You're going to take the Skyliner, you're going to get off at this hub, you're going to do
this.
So we have a plan, but we can also put in there, you know, take the Uber, take the minivan, you know, but we have that conversation. It's all written out so that you're not getting to your room and are like, oh my gosh, what do I do now?
How do I get there?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Point A to point B. And it really is, every time you're looking to transport yourself from point A to point B, it's always a time and money question.
Yeah.
Because you can get everywhere you need to get on Walt Disney World property included. Not free. Included with the cost of admission. Unless you scored a free trip. And if so, I need to listen to your podcast to hear your tips on getting the free trip. They have a way for you to get everywhere. So if you're looking to, you know, if for us to take a minivan, we actually did this the last time we went to Hoop-Dee-Doo. We got a minivan for, it took, I think we could fit six people in there. I think there were six that could fit in there. And we had a 2-year-old, so we had to put her in the car seat. And then the rest of our group took an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
They did the cheaper one.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, we just did the bus system and figured it out that way. You just compromise and figure out what's the best for your situation. And like I said earlier, I'm always more worried about making it somewhere on time.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, just putting on my patience pants and waiting for the bus to show up and knowing everybody's working hard. And
well, especially something like Hoop. Like, that show's not going to just wait for you to get there. But, you know, with a dining reservation, too, you know, there's cast members everywhere that if you are running late, you know, they can radio call over and be like, hey, this party is running late. You know, so they do understand that. But, you know, something like Hoop,
that,
you know.
Hoop-Dee-Doo being a show that runs three times a night. I think it's, is it 4 o'clock, 6:30?
And then there's a later one.
It's like 4, 6, and 8. It's some version of that. But like, the show starts when the show starts, whether you're there or not. If you show up late, they'll probably sit you. I can't imagine that they wouldn't, but you'll be missing part of the show and maybe part of the meal.
Yeah.
So you just don't want to be the last one. Last time we were at Hoop-Dee-Doo, they let my family ring the bell.
Yeah.
And have everybody come in for dinner.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It was great. All right, I think that is everything. Boats, trains, buses, Ubers, sky traffic in a Skyliner. You need it, you got it. And another thing, book with a travel agent. It doesn't cost you anything to do that. And you can get that guided transportation rundown so that you have confidence when you go. And then, of course, you could always ask a cast member.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, I'm not really 100% sure how to do this. What's the best way? And cast members are going to help you navigate those situations.
Absolutely.
Nicely. You can reach out to Erica@MagicExpeditions.com. Erica is Erika@MagicExpeditions.com. Subscribe to the Pixie Dust podcast. We'd love to have you. And we try to upload once a week some sort of tip or trick or news coming from the Walt Disney World Resort. You can book your vacations with Erica. It does not cost you anything additional to book with her. If there's a promotion or a discount that becomes available, she'll snag that for you as soon as she possibly can and help you even save money when you book with Erica at Magic Expeditions. Subscribe to the Pixie Dust podcast and find us on Facebook. You can always message us directly through the Facebook page as well. Pixie Dust podcast on Facebook. And until next time, we'll see you real soon.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. Today, myself, Annie Fry, and my co-host, Erica Murphy, with Magic Expeditions, are here to talk to you about how to get from point A to point B at Walt Disney World. A lot of people want to know, what do I need to do? What do I need to have? And we're here to tell you, we're very excited to tell you, you don't really need to have anything. Disney has made it possible for you to get from point A to point B in almost any circumstance without having to pay anything extra. Although sometimes those opportunities do present themselves for an extra fee, which provides you extra convenience. So I kind of feel like the most iconic way to transport yourself from point A to point B at Disney World is the monorail.
Yeah.
I know you love the monorail, Erica.
I do. Yeah. I actually have a shirt that has the por favor, Montego, like I'm going to butcher it, but the please stand clear of the doors.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, it's iconic and, you know, it goes through the contemporary and it's that first like glimpse that you see of the Magic Kingdom. Like mm-hmm. It's just so special. I just love the monorail.
So the monorail gets you, if you were driving from your resort to Magic Kingdom, you're going to park at the Ticket and Transportation Center, which you're going to hear often referred to as the TTC. And you can get on a monorail from the TTC that takes you directly to the Magic Kingdom. There are two monorail lines. One of them goes from the TTC to the Magic Kingdom and from the Magic Kingdom to the TTC. And the other monorail is referred to as the resort monorail because there are multiple resorts that are on that monorail that are serviced by that form of transportation to the Magic Kingdom as well.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions, too, is that it's not just for people staying on property. So even if you're not staying at a Disney resort, you can still use the transportation if you're going to the parks. That's also how you can get, if you have like a hopper going from point A to point B, you have a dining reservation, like anybody can use the Disney transportation system.
Yep. That's how you get from the TTC to Magic Kingdom. And then, of course, the TTC also can put you on a monorail that goes to Epcot. So if you want to leave from Magic Kingdom, how do you get to Epcot? You can get on the monorail, get off at the TTC, and then you get on the Epcot monorail, and then you can go directly to Epcot from Magic Kingdom in that way. But there's always other modes of transportation. It just kind of depends on where you are to know what your options are. But I think the broadest version of Disney transportation is the Disney bus.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're fun.
Yeah. Buses are like the maybe least coveted kind of Disney transportation. I actually really like them. They're easy. Sometimes you have to wait a little bit longer. I think Disney's been
after COVID, it was harder to get a bus than it is the last few times. I don't feel like I've spent any time in the last few trips that we took waiting impossibly long. It can happen. It's going to happen with a bus more than it's going to happen with anything else. But there are buses that go to all resorts from the parks, unless you have a special mode of transportation that exists that is more impressive than the bus, like the Skyliner, which is another good segue into the next kind of transportation.
Yeah. And one thing to note, too, is when you're traveling with a stroller, when you're on the monorail, you don't have to fold it up. But if you're staying on a bus or the Skyliner, you do have to fold it and bring it on to the transportation. So, you know, we have some tips and tricks where, you know, if you bring a big IKEA bag to put everything kind of in, you know, just to kind of gather everything, or, you know, just kind of keep that in mind that as you're going through these multiple transportations, as stuff collects under the stroller, as they typically do, make sure to know that you're going to have to pull that all out and fold it up to get onto these modes of transportation, which I think is also what causes the delay in some of these places. So I always tell people that when you are going from point A to point B, always allow at least an hour. Just plan on, if you're going for a dining reservation, for a park, it's going to take at least, you know, 45 minutes to an hour on a bus, just because you don't want to be late. You don't want to miss it. You're going to have to check in. You know, buses run every 20 minutes. But, you know, things happen. You know, sometimes there's a larger crowd. You may not get on that first bus. So, you know, just kind of giving yourself a little more padding.
Yep. It is nice when you get on the monorail to not have to fold up the stroller. When you get on the Skyliner, you don't have to fold up the stroller. There's some strollers that I think they do maybe make you fold up. And I think it's the double wide ones.
The double wide, yeah.
But we have a sit and stand, and we don't ever have to do that. And they don't overpack the Skyliners either. There may come a time at super high peak where they really stuff them full, but we also have a pretty big party, so we usually end up taking two different gondolas just with the party that we have, because we have a minimum of 8 people going in ours that includes a stroller and often a scooter.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. If you have a scooter, you can take all of these modes of transportation. They are inclusive in that way. The Skyliner goes from... it goes from Epcot to Riviera to the Hub, which is at, which resort is at Caribbean Beach?
Caribbean Beach.
And from the Caribbean Beach, you can go to, you have to get off and transfer there. From Caribbean Beach, you can go to Hollywood Studios, or you can go to some other resorts. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Art of Animation and Pop, which are right across from each other.
And is a huge benefit if you're booking a value resort.
Those are values.
Both, they're both value resorts, and they're on the Skyliner.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get directly to Hollywood Studios and Epcot by using that Skyliner. I love the Skyliner.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite modes of transportation at Disney. I do like it better than the monorail. It's so quiet, and it's like you're in your own space.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not sharing it with other people as much as you will on the monorail. I really enjoy the Skyliner, and our family does, as a whole, does as well.
Yeah. With as many times as I've gone, I've never done this, but I have seen some videos of people that have watched the fireworks from like the Skyliner or from the monorail, and it looks incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I've never timed it to where that's happened, but
Disney Food Blog, I've seen them talk about using the Skyliner. Like, you can treat it like it's a ride. Like, some people just like to do the whole loop and go see everything you can see from the Skyliner. Very much so, feel safe in it, and it's comfortable. No, they are not air conditioned, but even in the hot Florida weather, the air movement, they have vents and everything, the air movement in there is fantastic. It's calming and relaxing. I love it. So the buses, I want to go back to the buses here real quick. The buses will go from the resorts. So for instance, Riviera, if you're staying at the Riviera, there aren't going to be buses regularly scheduled for Hollywood Studios and Epcot. I think that they do have some, because they know not everybody is going to want to ride the Skyliner for whatever various reasons, but they're definitely not as frequent. If the Skyliner goes down, which it can go down based on super windy weather or, you know, stormy weather, it will go down. They add buses like crazy to that, so you are still serviced in that way. But if you're staying at a value resort, there will be buses that go to all the different parks. And if you're staying in a monorail resort, the monorail will be or boats, which is the one we haven't talked about quite yet. That's generally speaking how they'll push you to not have to take buses, because they won't they won't use the buses in service as much for resorts that have those extra modes of transportation. Mm-hmm. So there are boats that you can use at Magic Kingdom. There are boats you can use from Epcot. There are boats you can use from Hollywood Studios. There are no boats that I'm aware of from Animal Kingdom.
No.
There's nowhere to go.
No. Yeah. No. There's nothing over there.
I love the Hollywood Studios boat ride back to Boardwalk or Beach Club.
Mm-hmm. After, so relaxing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's peaceful. It's calm. It's just kind of a different turn of events to be able to ride the boat. But you can also take boats from... Which monorail resorts can you take boats from? All of them?
Well, they have the big ferry that goes... across.
And that's from the TTC.
Yep. And then they also have the smaller ones that go from like Polynesian Contemporary. Mm-hmm. But they also have the walking paths over there too. So, I mean, and that's what I also try and strive with the different levels of between value, moderate, and deluxe. Like when you're paying for a deluxe, you're going to get the same quality. It's the location. Yes.
Location.
It's the transportation.
Yeah.
And some of these, like even like Wilderness Lodge, when they are such a large property, they have their own bus system within the property. So you may need to take a bus to get to the pool because it's so far away.
Fort Wilderness.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And then, you know, they have their own bus system. Mm-hmm. And Animal Kingdom Lodge has another one. Like they have a couple different bus.
Saratoga Springs does. Old Key West does. And they're deluxe resorts, but they're a little bit further out. Yeah. And I also, you know, when we're talking about location, if you stay at the Contemporary Resort or Bay Lake Tower, you are going to walk to Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. That is so much of an asset. If you're Magic Kingdom people, if you know that's where you're going to spend a lot of your time, the amount of time that you save by being able to just walk to and from, not have to wait on any transportation to show up, even if the transportation is reasonably frequent, that is money back in your pocket that you don't spend waiting while you're spending your Disney World trip, you know, waiting for a bus or waiting for a train or whatever it might be.
Well, and let's just be honest. I mean, the amount of magical moments that happen when you're waiting on a bus, you know, like trying to corral the kids. And I mean, I think even times that...
What are we talking about? Magical moments?
Well, I mean,
after the long sweaty day in the park, those are not the magical moments. Those are the magic moments I'm trying to avoid.
That's what I'm being a little facetious that, you know, when I, you know, my marriage ends because I'm like, I can't talk to you anymore. Don't even just get away from me. And, you know, it avoids that kind of headache because you don't, you know, the buses are late or there's so many people and, you know, you just want to get home. Just walk. Just avoid it.
So the one tricky transportation thing that I find, I'll add that Disney Springs has buses to and from Disney Springs from the resort as well. And also, I think after 4 p.m. from the parks, I think you can get to Disney Springs. You cannot get from Disney Springs to the parks, though, on a bus. That doesn't work that way. Otherwise, everybody would go to Disney Springs to get on a bus and they don't want that. The difficult thing that you have to think about is how to get from one resort to the other. Mm-hmm. If you cannot drive yourself, and a lot of people fly and don't have a car, and it's not, in my opinion, worth renting a car for this just specific instance, there are multiple ways that you can get from one resort to another, and you can decide, do you want to spend your time or do you want to spend your money?
Yeah.
Because if you don't mind spending your time and you're working to save your money, because you can always Uber... you can use a Lyft.
Minivans.
Yes. Lyft actually functions with minivans. And the what I was going to say is that Uber and Lyft cannot function the same way that minivans can. And minivans are partnered with Lyft to be able to take you deeper into your drop-off location, to be able to get you where you need to go to pick you up. And minivans are actually driven by cast members. So they know where they're going. They know what they can do. Sometimes Uber drivers don't really know where to go or what to do specifically. You're going to pay for the minivan. I mean, I've used them before when I wanted to make sure that I could get specifically to go to Hoop-Dee-Doo. I wanted to make sure we got there in time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't so worried about what happened afterwards because we didn't have anything to do after the dinner show got over, but I wanted to make sure that we were delivered as close as to where we needed to be on time so that we didn't have to do the other thing that costs a lot of time, which is to leave your resort, pick a park, go to that park on a bus, wait at the bus stop at that park for the resort that you're trying to go to. In this instance, it would be Fort Wilderness, and then get on another bus to go to Fort Wilderness. I mean, you're probably looking at comfortably 90 minutes of travel time, and that's just not worth it to me.
Yeah, I agree. And they're so cute.
The minivans?
Yes.
They are cute. They are expensive. They come with two. Each minivan has two 5-point harness car seats that I trust. They're the same ones I use with my kids. So that's another big thing, that a limiting thing for my family. It'd be different if it was just my husband and me and we're jumping in the cheapest Uber we could find and we could walk or whatever. But when you've got little legs and you need special car seats and stuff, it's like the safety is worth the investment to get there to save the time. And then on the way home, we usually catch the bus or whatever it might be.
And before I have clients go, like, we have an itinerary that we write out for everybody and I have conversations with them about what they want to do. So, you know, I'll have a pretty good idea of where the, in, you know, if time or money is more important to them. And so I'll write out in the itinerary, this is how you get to Riviera. You're going to take the Skyliner, you get off at this hub, you're going to do
it.
So we have a plan, but we can also put in there, you know, take the Uber, take the minivan, you know, but we have that conversation. It's all written out so that you're not getting to your room and are like, oh my gosh, what do I do now?
How do I get there?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Point A to point B. And it really is, every time you're looking to transport yourself from point A to point B, it's always a time and money question.
Yeah.
Because you can get everywhere you need to get on Walt Disney World property included. Not free. Included with the cost of admission. Unless you scored a free trip. And if so, I need to listen to your podcast to hear your tips on getting the free trip. They have a way for you to get everywhere. So if you're looking to, you know, if for us to take a minivan, we actually did this the last time we went to Hoop-Dee-Doo. We got a minivan for, it took, I think we could fit six people in there. I think there were six that could fit in there. And we had a 2-year-old, so we had to put her in the car seat. And then the rest of our group took an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
They did the cheaper one.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, we just did the bus system and figured it out that way. You just compromise and figure out what's the best for your situation. And like I said earlier, I'm always more worried about making it somewhere on time.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, just being putting on my patient's pants and waiting for the bus to show up and knowing everybody's working hard. And
well, especially something like Hoop. Like, that show's not going to just wait for you to get there. But, you know, with a dining reservation, too, you know, there's cast members everywhere that if you are running late, you know, they can radio call over and be like, hey, this party is running late. You know, so they do understand that. But, you know, something like Hoop,
that,
you know.
Hoop-Dee-Doo being a show that runs three times a night. I think it's, is it 4 o'clock, 6:30?
And then there's a later one.
It's like 4, 6, and 8. It's some version of that. But like, the show starts when the show starts, whether you're there or not. If you show up late, they'll probably sit you. I can't imagine that they wouldn't, but you'll be missing part of the show and maybe part of the meal.
Yeah.
So you just don't want to be the last one. Last time we were at Hoop-Dee-Doo, they let my family ring the bell.
Yeah.
And have everybody come in for dinner.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It was great. All right, I think that is everything. Boats, trains, buses, Ubers, sky traffic, and a Skyliner. You need it, you got it. And another thing, book with a travel agent. It doesn't cost you anything to do that. And you can get that guided transportation rundown so that you have confidence when you go. And then, of course, you could always ask a cast member.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, I'm not really 100% sure how to do this. What's the best way? And cast members are going to help you navigate those situations.
Absolutely.
Nicely. You can reach out to Erica, erica@magicexpeditions.com. Erica is E-R-I-K-A @magicexpeditions.com. Subscribe to the Pixie Dust podcast. We'd love to have you. And we try to upload once a week some sort of tip or trick or news coming from the Walt Disney World Resort. You can book your vacations with Erica. It does not cost you anything additional to book with her. If there's a promotion or a discount that becomes available, she'll snag that for you as soon as she possibly can and help you even save money when you book with Erica at Magic Expeditions. Subscribe to the Pixie Dust podcast and find us on Facebook. You can always message us directly through the Facebook page as well. Pixie Dust podcast on Facebook. And until next time, we'll see you real soon.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.